Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow, and we're going to bring in John Carney, Breitbart News Editor, Economics and Finance, and co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is must-read. John, welcome. So we got to figure this out. I'm reading the Business Digest every day. I got April 21st, economic growth accelerated again in April. I got April 20th, faltering IT sales and leading indicators point to recession. And then I got April 18th, two-thirds of Americans say their wages lag behind inflation. Now, maybe it's all true, actually. You're looking at this S&P PMI thing. You think that's really accurate?
I do. So one of the things I've been tracking is that this Chris Williamson, who does the S&P Global PMI, has actually been really good at tracking how the U.S. domestic economy is developing. It's a little different from the competing purchasing managers index, in that this one actually tends to be focused a little bit more on domestic companies, and so is a little less exposed to the bigger global companies. But I think this is right. And so what we're seeing is a very strange thing happening in the economy, right? Which I wrote about actually just a few weeks ago, which is we are definitely heading to a recession. That is going to happen. It's just not happening yet. You and I have talked about this before. Yeah. It's the world's most heralded recession that just keeps getting delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the leading indicators tell us recession is happening. The yield curve tells us recession is happening. If you look at things like, 41% of people, according to the latest Harvard-Harris poll, say we're already in a recession, and another 39% say we're going to have a recession in the next 12 months. So, yes, we are going to have a recession, but it hasn't happened yet. And one of the things that means is inflation is going to run hotter than a lot of people expect, including people at the Federal Reserve.
The LEI came out last week. It was down again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So
it
that's
down
another
for
nail.
The 12th month in a row.
Yep.
And that, by the way, is the longest streak of declining leading indicators since 2007, 2008, when we, you know, obviously we had a financial crisis and the leading indicators tanked, but we haven't had 12 months of declines since then. And one of the things like the hardcore economists will tell you is it's not just the depth of the decline, but the duration. And so when you have a decline for that long, you know you are going to head into a recession, but the question is when, right? And so it is an indicator that a recession is going to happen within the next 12 months, but is it going to happen? You know, a lot of people thought we would be in a recession already in the first quarter. We weren't. It doesn't look like we're going to be in a recession in the second quarter. That's what the latest S&P Global PMI tells us. So is it the third quarter, fourth quarter? I think we may now be looking at a recession that doesn't begin until the end of this year and maybe the beginning of next year.
Boy, an election year recession, that's going to make it awful hard on the Federal Reserve. I mean, Christopher Waller basically, actually not just him, Federal Reserve Board member, but you heard it from John Williams, New York Fed president and permanent vice chair of the FOMC. He's a smart guy, too. I mean, they're both signaling higher Fed target rates. In fact, you know, John Carney, I think those guys are saying a couple of rate hikes are coming, because even I was so interested. Williams, I don't know if you ever meet a very smart man. You know, he's basically one of these whiz kid was a whiz kid econometrician when he was younger. You know, I would say he's kind of a mild Keynesian. I think Chris Waller is much more of a free market supply sider. But be that as it may, his statement was that the inflation rate that the Fed watches, the PCE deflator, would come down to 3.5% by the end of the year. But, he said, John, that's too high. So I read that with great interest. I don't know if he's going to be right or not. Right now, the PCE, I think, is around 4.5 to 5. But be that as it may, what he's saying is we're sticking with our 2% target, which means they're going to have, you know, I think that target rate could go to 6%. Currently,
yeah, I think they are having – it's so we heard from Williams, as you said. Bullard mm-hmm. also said he thinks that the rate has to go up to probably the top end of 5.75. Mm. And that's, by the way, but he said that before we got this latest PMI that showed the economy reaccelerating. Mm. We heard from Waller also said, you know, indicated it was going high, and Loretta Mester. So that's a lot of people mm-hmm. Who are saying that inflation is too high, and that, and I think they are tipping us off, frankly, that the market is wrong right now in the expectation that there's only one more hike left, right? Everybody, right now it's priced in, yeah, they're going to hike in May, and then not hike at all for 2 months, and then start cutting. That seems to be wrong based on what we're seeing about the economy. The PMIs say inflation is accelerating. They say the economy picked up. And interestingly, inflation not just in the services sector, which people sort of expected, but even in the even in manufacturing. Which, you know, we were supposed to be doing this great transition from, you know, people buying goods to people spending on services, and that was expected to have a disinflationary effect on the goods side. What the latest S&P Global numbers say is it's actually not continuing, that it worked for – it happened in February and March, but April saw a reacceleration of prices.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen – it's so interesting. John Williams spoke to the Money Marketeers, which is a very old and distinguished, you know, kind of a bond market group here in New York. And all the Wall Street economists go to those meetings. I used to go to them, and then later in life I spoke at them. But, you know, you got a 10-year note at 356 and a 2-year note at 418. I mean, I think I've never seen a situation where the bond market is so at loggerheads with what these Fed bigwigs are saying.
And right. They just haven't. Was supposed to be you can't fight the Fed.
Yeah.
But they are fighting the Fed.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like every time these guys come out and say, hey, look, this is crazy, we're not cutting rates this year,
mm-hmm.
the market just totally ignores that, right? Like, I'm a hawk on this. I think they're actually going to have to go to, you know, Bullard's 5.75 or, you know, higher than that, 6%.
Yeah. I felt 6% too.
The market has it down to like 4% by the end of the year. Mm. I think that's wrong. I don't see, first of all, because I don't think that the economy is deteriorating as rapidly as people think. I think also that people thought that we would have a bigger pullback in lending after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. And again, we've seen some pullback. The latest beige book from the Fed said, you know, some pullback, but there was nothing extreme in there. No, you know, no like cutoff of credit, you know, no big break was mentioned, you know, except maybe in, you know, California, maybe in New York, there was a little bit, but for the rest of the country, it was a decline, you know, a slight tightening, not a major tightening of lending. So I don't see where the pullback comes from.
All right, John Carney, Breitbart. You got to read his Breitbart Business Digest for the daily stuff. It's really fantastic. And the regular on Kudlow now. John, you've been great stuff. Thanks for coming on again, folks.
Larry Kudlow.